I'm Walt Lindelo with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Ron Gray. He is running as a candidate for the 109th District State House of Representatives as a Republican. Found out more about him and some of the key issues he's looking to address if elected. Here's more with Ron Gray.
I was born a troll. I was born down in Oakland County. Mm-hmm. My mother was born in Ishpeming in 22 of Bell Hospital, and her mother raised her there, and my great-grandmother came to the Ishpeming area in the 1880s. So I have been coming to this area for my whole life. I absolutely love this area, and I would say that I've been in all kinds of businesses and all kinds of jobs. I've worked in automotive engineering. I worked for John Deere for about 9 years, and I was had the southeastern region of Michigan selling heavy construction equipment. And basically what it boils down to is I've been able to live the American dream. And my mm-hmm. wife, Nancy, and I have been married for 40 years. We have 5 children, of which 4 have attended Northern. I also attended Northern. My wife was a Michigan Stater. Mm-hmm. So we lived the American dream, I would say. You know, we were raised up. We had freedom.
I also understand that you have kind of a connection to music scene and also to hockey in our area.
That's correct. I coached hockey with Doug Garrow and Larry Carey for the Marquette Redmond High School hockey team mm-hmm. for about 9 years. We were in and out that last year for the COVID. And then I also play music with an old band, the leader of the Conga Cemento, which is Daryl Syria.
Sure.
And I played with Dave Zigner, who has affiliation with Northern. Mm-hmm. And so I've been playing music around here for quite a while as well.
So why did you put your hat in the ring? Why have you decided to get into this?
Well, as it says on my card, I'm a Christian conservative man, and I know that this great country of ours, the greatest country in the world, was foundationally based on religious freedom, and people came here from a lot of tyranny that was in the European sector, and people came here for freedom, and living here in the UP is a real example of living in total, real, true freedom. And by raising my children, having them there, I want to protect these freedoms. I've seen a lot of erosion over the years and tyranny creeping back into our government and decisions being made and being living downstate and then living up here, the freedom of what I have to do to be able to go out and come and go as I please. And my children on their motorcycles and horses up for the daughters. You know, it's just a freedom that you just don't have in a lot of places. So I want that freedom carefully protected. So I want to make sure I advocate it. And I've got some things that are happening here in the UP right now that concern me.
We're talking with Ron Gray, who is a candidate for the 109th running as a Republican. Let's talk about that a little bit. You mentioned these particular influences and these things that are leading you into this. How does it tie into particular issues that you see need to be addressed in Lansing? And how would you do that and take care of them if you were elected?
Well, for instance, you look at this, the Line 5 coming into the UP. The research I've done, it tells me that 65% of all people from the UP depend on that to get their propane, diesel fuel, and gas. And if you think about that, if that line was to actually be just completely shut down, which Enbridge has come in and they've got $500 million, to my understanding, from my reading, to rebuild a line 100 foot deep, grind through granite and come from ground to ground, the lower mm-hmm. peninsula mm-hmm. to the upper peninsula. And I believe firmly in my heart that if you shut that line down, if Gretchen Whitmer was to win another election and shut that line down, I believe that a lot of people, including a lot of elderly people, would actually freeze and they would lose their life because they wouldn't have a proper enough access to propane and they'd be deciding to, you know, use their money to buy a food or propane. And I just think that that's something that needs to be corrected.
Ron Gray in the studio with me today. He is running as a Republican for the 109th District State House seat. Ron, this is a district that was just redrawn. That now is Alger County, Marquette County, all of Baraga County, and then about half or so of down into Dickinson County. That changes the scope of the district a little bit, but you said you've been meeting with a lot of different groups. So if you've met with municipalities, many of them, I'm sure, are dealing with the issue of revenue sharing out of Lansing, not having enough to, well, we just saw it here in Marquette. The taxes are going up by the city of Marquette because of revenue shortfalls. Is there anything in particular that, if elected, you would look to address revenue sharing to get our municipalities the money that they need from the state to do things like snow plowing in the winter and such?
Well, you know, right to work, I'm really, I really support that. I think that there's a lot of ways that you could create some other revenue in the UP. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that there's issues with energy that are serious, you know, and I've got some ideas of what I've thought about that would be, you know, bringing some work here. You know, what are we going to do about this electricity issue? Everybody knows that electricity is, you know, our system is relatively fragile. So, you know, one thing I've looked upon, and I've talked a lot about it, I was just in Munising yesterday, and I was talking to people in all ages and brackets, and I was wondering and asking people what they thought about the energy here. One of the things that hasn't really been addressed, you know, a lot is, you know, our United States ships and a lot of our submarines and these things are run by nuclear energy, and the nuclear is really cleaned up from the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. And it's the cleanest print of cleanliness that you could come upon. So, I mean, there's somewhere in the vicinity of, I believe, 90 nuclear plants around the country, of which 70, I believe, are working. And it's really clean. You know, what comes off of it is potable water, mm-hmm, when they get done. So I've thought about the potential possibility of having that nuclear energy that would come along the UP up here. So it's something that I've been investigating in.
So obviously there are a lot of different issues, a lot of different points that we could get into, but we're limited with time here today with our conversation. If people want to find out more about Ron Gray,
yes,
they want to find out, maybe have you come and speak to their group, whether, you know, service group or church group or whatever it is, to find out more about you and your campaign, what's the best way to find out more about you?
Actually, the best way is to call me on my phone, which is 906-869-9990.
That's the comments of Ron Gray. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.